This is Apollo Control at 156 hours. The command module has just a few minutes ago passed over the Hadley site on its 40th revolution of the moon. Both crews are in the midst of sleep periods at the present time, and the biomedical data that we have on Al Worden shows that he is soundly asleep. And Jim Irwin sleeping a little less soundly. The surgeon reports that he is at times dozing and at times perhaps just resting. We have some preliminary numbers on the total sample collected so far on the first two EVAs by Scott and Irwin. These are estimated weights based on numbers read back by the crew from the gross weights of the sample plus container, and the estimated net weight is obtained by subtracting out the known weights of the containers and equipment contained within them. These estimates are as follows. For the first EVA, a total of 28.9 pounds, and for the second EVA, a total of 77.6 pounds, giving us an estimated grand total for the first two EVAs of about 106.5 pounds. We at the present time have good solid telemetry data from both vehicles, and both spacecraft appear to be normal. No problems at the present time. We'll continue to monitor the systems on both spacecraft continuously on the LEM and every revolution while the command module is in radio acquisition. We don't expect any further communications with either crew during the rest periods, and we'll have our release lines down except for periodic status reports. We are at the present time replaying the videotape of today's EVA, and that can be seen in the MSC News Center. At 156 hours, 3 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston.